1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Jamie Foxx is going to be Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah?
Wow, he plays Ray Charles. He was great at that. That was
won
a great movie.
Won an Oscar
movie.
For that.
That was a great movie.
And, he's going to be doing a Mike Tyson biopic. He's been sending out pictures. He apparently has been doing 60 pull-ups, 60 dips, and 100 push-ups a day. He is pretty yoked right now.
Pull-ups sound...
That sounds terrible.
What about caloric intake? Because he's a fairly slight fella, right, compared to Mike Tyson when he's fighting. So,
well, I think most people are wondering, well, what about the Mike Tyson... the voice, right?
Yeah, anyone can do that.
Well, Jamie Foxx has been doing it for many.
All you gotta do is push your voice up a little bit, you know.
No, I'm like, add a lisp and an accent.
Do I have a strategy? Of course I have a strategy. I'm gonna punch him in the face until he doesn't punch me more.
Boy, but if he does that.
Were you runner up to get Mike Tyson to Jamie Foxx?
Couldn't match the pull ups.
Yeah.
What? I was going to do it, but then the 60 pull-ups a day I couldn't do. So apparently he got the blessing from Mike Tyson many years ago. I sent Rock a clip. This was Jamie Foxx 3 years ago. He was on Jimmy Fallon talking about his first interaction with Mike Tyson when he did a Mike Tyson impersonation doing stand-up. Does Rock have the clip?
Yeah, this is not in living color. This is his
stand-up. This is just him telling a story about the first time he came into, first time Mike Tyson saw him do Mike Tyson.
Boy, how terrifying is that? Where you're up on stage starting? Okay, go ahead.
In living color. That's how I first. Then you're doing stand-up.
Listen, In Living Color was so crazy because when I got In Living Color. I actually did stand-up that night. And when I was doing stand-up that night, everybody
you skip
was in
ahead
the audience,
a little bit.
And I get a standing ovation.
Like 136.
Clubs that one lean, you know.
The Main Street. So anyway, so
I'm in the hood, I'm doing this joke, and I'm killing L.A., and I get to my Mike Tyson joke. And that's where I get a standing ovation. And when I get to the joke, nobody laughs. Nobody. You know why? Because Mike Tyson is in the building. And it was crazy because that's when Mike Tyson was like knocking people out for just smiling, you know what I'm saying? Like he was breathing wrong, knocking out. Yeah. And I get to that joke and somebody yelled, Mike is in here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. But I lost because, you know, because everything clenched up. I was like, man, wow. And then it was a black girl, and you know, it was a black girl egging on. She was sitting in the front. What you gonna do, Jamie? You gonna tell your little joke? And then the dude yelled out, Mike said you could do the joke. But that better be funny. So now it's the pressure. So I do the joke. I think it was something like Mike Tyson going through the drive-thru with Kentucky Fried Chicken or something like that. Hi, this is Mike Tyson. So, welcome to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, can I get chicken and biscuit and some slaw? What's that you say? So I want slaw, lots of slaw. So anyway, the joke goes over. It's a standing ovation, and then Mike comes up to me. There he is. And I remember I was like, oh, yeah, because... And he just tapped me on the chest like that. My chest caved in.
But even that hurt.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But that's when I got that bug, man. And I actually hung out with Mike during all those times. I remember Mike was so rich. He had Lamborghini trucks and just crazy. He was, he'd be in the club. The girls, like, you like BMWs? They'd be like, yeah, he just go buy a bushel of BMWs.
They're like giving him out to people.
Yeah, give me a bushel of BMWs and add slaw.
So,
and now he's playing Mike Tyson in the movie.
In a biopic. Yeah, I don't know when it's coming out. I think this is pre-production, all
it's
that stuff.
Early for a Mike Tyson movie? I mean, Are we telling the story before he passes
Hold
away?
Hold his mic. Hold his mic. 50?
He's got to be in his 50s. Jamie Foxx is 52? Holy crap.
Yeah, he's got to play Mike Tyson in his prime, too, in right? They're not going to switch.
Tyson is 53.
Okay.
Yeah, that, I mean, I would imagine they're going to do everything, right? I mean, you got to get into Robin Givens and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Can't do a biopic. We can't go the route of the 30 for 30 of Maguire and Sosa.
Will he be better at playing Mike Tyson, or will Will Smith be better as Muhammad Ali?
I've only seen Ali once. What was the acclaim of? I would say Jamie Foxx. I think Jamie Foxx is a better actor than Will Smith, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, Will Smith's a good
action
hero, but I would think Jamie Foxx is better actor.
I mean, Jamie Foxx killed the Ray Charles thing.
He's had a bunch of great roles.
Yeah. So I guess you're right.
I would say his depths of acting are superior to Will Smith.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take Jamie Foxx. Oh, sorry, Rock. What's that?
Have you seen Mike Tyson's workout and diet that he's on?
Right now,
lately?
He wants to get back in the ring.
Yeah, and a YouTuber tried to do what he does. He just did one day of what Tyson does every day. The guy followed the Mike Tyson plan for 24 hours.
Is in the hospital now? Or
he was hurting bad. Yeah. His day started with a four-mile jog at 4 a.m.
This is what Mike does every day.
Yeah.
Trying to get back in shape because he really wants back in the ring.
He wants to fight Evander Holyfield.
I remember watching him fight the last time, and it was sad.
Yeah.
He was just, it wasn't even really a fight. It was like, dude, I'm just beating you up now.
Right.
For breakfast, he had oatmeal, milk, and daily vitamins. Then he did 10 rounds of sparring training, followed by a high-rep, low-weight workout, including 2,000 squats, 500 tricep extensions, 500 push-ups, 500 shrugs with 65 pounds,
I'm out.
And 500 neck crunches. For lunch, he had 150 grams of white rice, a 9-ounce chicken breast, tall glass of orange juice. Then he did 6 more rounds of sparring and had a snack of 6 bananas and a protein shake. Sit out and just wolfed out 6 bananas.
Much less the sparring thing.
Well, you got to have 6 bananas. You want to cramp up. You get a cramp. You can't get your workouts out the window. Come on.
He finished the rest of the workout, then ate a dinner of 9-ounce sirloin steak, pasta, and fruit juice. Then one final workout, 30 minutes on an exercise bike.
Wow.
That's a work. Yeah. That's a day right there.
That's a Mike Tyson day.
I hit the exercise bike. I finished with that.
He did 16 rounds of sparring.
Yeah. 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 No, he's a beast. No doubt about
it. Good Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's.
Your boxers have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, 4-mile jog at 4 a.m., that would suck. I could do the oatmeal and the vitamins, and then 10 rounds of sparring is I'm out.
All right. Okay. Forget about the movies. Forget about the movies, the one that they're going to make about Tyson, Jamie Foxx, the one that was made by Will Smith about Muhammad Ali. Who wins the fight if you put him in the ring in their prime, Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali?
I never saw Ali in his prime.
No, but you could. You could find the videotapes and take a peek.
Well, Ali was taller, right? I mean, Tyson was short. He was still jacked up and could beat dudes who were tall. I would lean Ali because most people say he's the greatest ever, but I don't know. In this prime when he was knocking dudes out in like 32 seconds, it's hard to beat Tyson, right?
Is Mike better than Joe Frazier ever was? Because that was the fight, those 3 times they fought, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
This is you're doing this in sports again. You're taking people out of their era and trying to plug them in other times. And how do you even do it?
Because punching is punching.
And that's true. Yeah. Punching is punching, but you do wonder early 90s and the 70s, and we never saw Muhammad Ali in his prime. Did we miss his prime during those
four years
when he was out because of the Vietnam War?
But he was a smart boxer. He'd let you wear your – he had different techniques for different guys.
The rope-a-dope against George Foreman.
Right.
Everyone thought he was going to get his ass kicked by George Foreman down in Manila, right?
And there were plenty of fights where he would make you chase him around the ring, and wear yourself out. So I think if I had to pick, I'm going with Muhammad Ali just because he was a smarter fighter.
Okay. Yeah, I would go all in.
And I know that Lyle Alzado said when they boxed, like a little thing they did once, and he had landed a couple of punches on Muhammad Ali in this little exhibition they were doing. He said Muhammad Ali hit him a couple of times to let him know who was really in charge. He said it was like he had never been hit before, ever. He was like, okay. I'm sorry. So
Jamie Foxx was also in the movie Ali as
was he? Okay.
Drew Brown.
All right.
John Voight played Howard Cosell. Really?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch that this weekend if it's really rainy. All right.
Oh, sorry. The Foreman fight was the Rumble in the Jungle. Frazier was Thrilla in Manila.
Right. And nobody was more fun to listen to than Muhammad Ali. Come on.
Well, and him and Cosell had that.
That was a whole
incredible
show.
Schtick going on. Yeah.
They used each other to elevate each, you know, their careers, each of them.
Cross promotion.
Yeah, no, it was great. They figured that out early on. They knew what they were doing. So, well, I look forward to it. Do we have any idea when that's going to be out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about Hollywood right now. I mean, are they going to start getting back, and are they going to do like what we're doing with sports? Are they going to have bubble movies where you're like, okay, you, Tom Hanks, you come to wherever for 6 weeks and you can't associate with anyone except the cast. Is that what we're going to have to do for a little bit?
Or do we just put it on hold until you can do a movie the way a movie is supposed to be done with 600 people on the set?
Then we might not have a movie for a long time.
Who would you rather listen to trash talk? This guy?
I don't like fighters who talk too much.
Well, Henry Cooper's nothing but a tramp. He's a bum. I'm the world's greatest. He must fall in 5 rounds, but if you talk about me, I'll cut it 3. I'll never fight another fella as tough as Doug Jones, not even that big, ugly bear, Sonny Liston.
Is he your next fight?
Well, after I annihilate this Henry Cooper, I want that bear.
And what's going to happen to him?
I want him bad.
What's going to happen to him?
He might be great, but he'll fall in 8. I'm the prettiest fighter in the ring today. That's my label.
Shut up, man.
All right, it's getting hard to understand now, but yeah, he was.
When did he start showing signs of slowing down?
You mean mentally, where he couldn't talk in public anymore? I don't remember that.
I think towards the end of his career.
Well, it was towards the end, obviously. Yeah.
No, but like towards the end of his act, he was still boxing, and you could kind of. I mean, that's. I think I've said that before. You know, a guy. I've interviewed Evander Holyfield a handful of times, and it's slowed down a bit.
Really?
But Lennox Lewis, that dude is sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, because he was enormous and no one could really hit him
right.
Full on. I mean, that's the thing, because Ali had 63 fights or 61 fights over his career.
Well, that's a lot
I'm
going
to do something to Joe Frazier that might be illegal. My lawyers told me to bring a bail bondsman to get me out of jail. They might put my tail in jail and get me out on bail after what I do to Joe Frazier.
Never short on words. Ever.